Vigor, patience, fortitude, cleanliness, freedom from malice, freedom from excessive pride, these belong to one born to a divine nature, Bharata. Hypocrisy, arrogance, excessive pride, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these belong to one born to a demonic nature, Partha. The divine nature is held to lead to liberation, the demonic to bondage. Do not grieve, Pandava, you are born with the divine nature. There are two kinds of beings created in this world, the divine and the demonic. The divine I have described at length, hear from me now, Partha, about the demonic. Demonic people know neither right action nor its renunciation. Neither purity, nor good conduct, nor truth is found in them. They say the world is without truth, without foundation, without a governing lord, brought about by nothing but the mutual union of male and female, driven by desire alone. What else could it be? Holding to this view, these people of lost selves and little understanding rise up as doers of terrible deeds, enemies of the world, working for its destruction. Given over to insatiable desire, filled with hypocrisy, pride, and arrogance, holding false notions out of delusion, they act with impure intentions. Given over to immeasurable anxiety that ends only in death, holding the enjoyment of desires as the highest good, certain that this is all there is. Bound by 100 bonds of hope, devoted to desire and anger, they strive to amass wealth by unjust means for the sake of enjoying their desires. This I have gained today, this ambition I shall attain. This wealth is already mine, and this too shall be mine besides. That enemy I have slain, and I shall slay others too. I am the Lord, I am the enjoyer, I am accomplished, powerful, and happy. I am wealthy and of noble family, who else is equal to me? I shall sacrifice, I shall give gifts, I shall rejoice. So think those deluded by ignorance. Bewildered by many thoughts, wrapped in a net of delusion, attached to the gratification of desires, they fall into a foul hell. Self-conceited, stubborn, filled with the pride of wealth and status, they perform sacrifices in name only, with hypocrisy and without regard for proper rule. Given over to egotism, force, pride, desire, and anger, these malicious people hate me dwelling in their own bodies and in the bodies of others. These hateful, cruel, base men I continually hurl down into demonic wombs in the cycle of rebirth, into ever more unfortunate conditions. Entering a demonic womb, deluded birth after birth, they never reach me, Kantaya, and so go from there to the lowest state. This is the threefold gate of hell, destructive of the self, desire, anger, and greed. Therefore one should abandon these three. A man freed from these three gates of darkness, Kantaya, does what is good for the self, and so reaches the highest goal. But one who casts aside the rule of scripture and acts according to the impulse of desire attains neither perfection, nor happiness, nor the highest goal. Therefore let scripture be your authority in determining what should and should not be done. Knowing what the ordinance of scripture declares, you should act accordingly here.
Chapter 17, The Three Kinds of Faith.
Krishna, those who set aside the rule of scripture but sacrifice full of faith, what is their standing? Is it sattva, rajas, or tamas?
The faith of embodied beings is of three kinds, born of their own nature, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Hear about this. The faith of every person conforms to their inner being, Bharata. A person is made of faith. Whatever faith one has, that indeed is what one is. Sattvic people worship the gods, rajasic people worship yakshas and rakshasas. Others, tamasic people, worship ghosts and hosts of spirits. Those who perform severe austerities not enjoined by scripture, joined with hypocrisy and egotism, driven by the force of desire and attachment, senselessly torment the collection of elements that make up the body, and me as well, dwelling within the body, know these to be of demonic resolve. Even the food that everyone prefers is of three kinds, as are sacrifice, austerity, and giving. Hear now the distinction between them. Foods that increase life, vitality, strength, health, joy, and satisfaction, that are savory, rich, substantial, and pleasing to the heart, these are dear to the sattvic person. Foods that are bitter, sour, salty, excessively hot, sharp, dry, and burning are craved by the rajasic person, and they bring suffering, grief, and sickness. Food that is stale, tasteless, putrid, or spoiled, and what is left over or unclean, is dear to the tamasic person. The sacrifice offered according to rule by those who seek no fruit, their minds fixed only on the thought that sacrifice ought to be performed, that is sattvic. But the sacrifice offered with an eye toward its fruit, or for the sake of show, O best of the Bharatas, know that sacrifice to be rajasic. The sacrifice that disregards the rule, without distribution of food, without sacred verses, without gifts to priests, and without faith, this they declare to be tamasic. Reverence for gods, Brahmins, teachers, and the wise, purity, uprightness, celibacy, and nonviolence, this is called the austerity of the body. Speech that causes no distress, that is truthful, pleasant, and beneficial, and the regular practice of scriptural study, This is called the austerity of speech. Serenity of mind, gentleness, silence, self-restraint, and purity of intention. This is called the austerity of the mind. This threefold austerity, practiced with the highest faith by people who seek no fruit and are disciplined, is called sattvic. Austerity performed for the sake of honor, respect, and reverence, and with hypocrisy, is here declared to be rajasic, unstable, and impermanent. Austerity performed out of a foolish conviction, with self-torment, or for the purpose of destroying another, is called tamasic. A gift given simply because it ought to be given, to one who can give nothing in return in the proper place and time, and to a worthy recipient, that gift is held to be sattvic. But the gift given with an eye toward a return, or with the fruit in view, or given reluctantly, that gift is held to be rajasic. The gift given at the wrong place and time, to an unworthy recipient, without respect and with contempt, that is declared to be tamasic. Om Tat Sat, this is remembered as the threefold designation of Brahman. By this, in ancient times, the Brahmins, the Vedas, and the sacrifices were ordained. Therefore, uttering Om, the acts of sacrifice, giving, and austerity as prescribed by rule, are always begun by those who speak of Brahman. Uttering Tat, and without regard for the fruit, the various acts of sacrifice, austerity, and giving are performed by those who seek liberation. The word sat is used in the sense of being and of goodness, and it is likewise applied, partha, to an admirable action. Steadfastness in sacrifice, austerity, and giving is also called sat. An action for that purpose is likewise termed sat. Whatever is offered, given, or performed, and whatever austerity is undertaken without faith, is called asat, partha, it counts for nothing, either here or hereafter.